So today is Gaudete Sunday, which is basically a Latin translation that means Rejoice Sunday. Perhaps many of you know this. But the common theme that runs through most of the readings today, as well as there was an entrance as well, it talks about joy. So maybe something that we could focus on in Advent as well as throughout our lives is, what is joy? But another theme that we find in the gospel reading that the people begin with in asking John the Baptist a very striking, profound question: what should we do? And they ask that question hoping that John will give them the answer that will solve all of their problems. Isn't that something that we like to do? We want to have all our problems solved, so we look for the question that will have an answer that will be everything that we hope for, that will give us all the answers to life's difficulties, all of life's challenges. So one way to look at that answer is to first of all ask the question and maybe research a little more about who John the Baptist is. Understanding the relationship we have with John will help us understand what type of answer he gives to the people. John appears to be a dramatic character to most of us in the Bible. He's a guy who dresses in some weird clothing. He's got camel's hair. He eats wild locusts and honey. He lives out in the desert. Well, why does he live out in the desert? Well, one of the reasons he did that was to emphasize something that all the Old Testament prophets tried to do with the people. They tried to be an example of what it was that the people needed to do, so they were a model. John the Baptist went out in the desert to help the people understand our neediness on God. When you're out in the desert, you're pretty much helpless. There's nothing else you can do. It's arid. It's hard to find water. It's hard to find food. You are dependent on God. That is what John was trying to communicate to the people, our dependence upon God. They think that John is going to give them the dramatic answer, and that's what we search for. Look at our movies today. What do we look for in a movie? We look for computer graphics. And each movie that you find will try to outdo the other movie in computer graphics. Not to say that's bad necessarily, because I like computer graphics just as much as the next person, but it gets more sensational as you go along. So John is a simple person. He's kind of unassuming. He doesn't have a title. He doesn't wear a crown on his head. He's quite ordinary, but in a very extraordinary way. And John's answer is very ordinary. Share with others and do your work well. Go back to the first reading, the prophet Zephaniah. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. So why does God say that about us? When God the Father looks at each one of us here today, he sees the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. We are baptized Christians. We are transformed into Christ. We are children of God. And in chapter 5 of the second letter to the Corinthians, Paul puts it something like this: if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. So if that is true, then all of our actions that we do take on a new meaning. God looks on us with endless joy, and that means all of what we do, all of our behaviors, however humdrum they may seem, if they are done out of love, are part of the joy that God shares with us. God takes that ordinary and makes it extraordinary. And that's why, again, in today's gospel, John's answer to that question, what should we do? His answer is ordinary. It might even be called elemental. It's a workaday thing. It's common sense. Yet, it's probably one of the hardest things that we could possibly follow. We've been working at this for over 3,000 years in human history, and we're still trying to figure it out. So if it's so simple, why is it so difficult? Because we have to practice it. And practicing it in an everyday world is hard. Because we are children of God, everything we do matters. So do your work well. Whatever my daily work is, I am called to do it well. Are you a spouse? Love. Wayne, help me wrap presents. Instead of making up another task that I need to do or giving an excuse why I shouldn't, I should value the time I get to spend with my wife. And that little act can have extraordinary results because it sends a message that says, I value my relationship instead of my own selfish desires. Maybe you husbands can relate to that, having to wrap presents with your wife. Do you speak with others? Be kind instead of cutting. Do you have a challenging child that tests your patience? Reach out with understanding instead of putting them down. Roman, I know you're here. I'm trying to do that. Do you take out the trash or do the dishes? Do it out of love. Are you a Christian? Be what you are, and everything you do has value of eternity. She's not here today, but Ms. Sherry Watts, as you know, our K-6 coordinator, is retiring. What an ordinary person she is. But she takes an unassuming education hall, a church classroom, and a multi-purpose hall that we have, and transforms it into a visually appealing, quite engaging vacation Bible school theme. This everyday lady acts anything but ordinary. And her love for our children and that deep sense of faith that she has makes her an extraordinary person through God's grace. And her duties, coupled with a little suffering, as well as the joys, have no doubt infinite value in God's eyes. So Christmas is just around the corner. We have this time of Advent to prepare for the most extraordinary event in human history, the birth of Jesus Christ, truly God and truly one of us. Yet born under the most ordinary people in the most humble of places, God takes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary. So each one of us here today has that potential to be the ordinary people we are and allow God to work something extraordinary in us. It may be just one thing, but that one thing can make a total difference to someone else.